Rich, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's 2025 in South Africa. People celebrating the new year watching fireworks in Johannesburg. In New York City, many thousands in Times Square for the ball drop, including ABC's Mike Dubusky.
It's 12 feet in diameter and nearly 12,000 pounds. This is the sixth iteration of the ball, outfitted with LED lighting and 2,600 Waterford crystals.
First Times Square ball drop was in 1907. A team of U.S. investigators, including from Boeing, have examined the site of a Sunday jetliner crash that killed 179 people in South Korea. That nation's ordered safety inspections on all Boeing 737-800 planes operated by South Korean Airlines. Homicides across the U.S. will post a third straight year of declines, according to preliminary data from cities across the country. In New York, a man is in stable condition after he was pushed onto the subway tracks. In Manhattan, police have made an arrest. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. As the holiday travel season winds down, the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is once again reminding residents to upgrade to a real ID. Starting in May, regular driver's licenses or ID cards will not be accepted for flights or entering federal buildings and military bases. DMV officials say about 60% of eligible residents already have a real ID, which they started issuing in 2013. To get a real ID, residents will need to bring proof of their name, date of birth, address, and social security number to their local DMV office. Health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. The state has already seen an elevated number of neurovirus and whooping cough cases this year, but the flu rate has remained steady with last year's numbers despite declining vaccination rates, and RSV cases are low but starting to increase. Health officials say that especially after the holidays, respiratory viruses could see spikes after residents travel to see friends and family while remaining mostly indoors. The North End Snowshoe Classic is scheduled to take place as usual in Cable this weekend. Organizers from the North End Ski Club say they believe there will once again be snow on the ground for this year's event after being forced to convert the 2024 iteration of the race into a trail run due to the persistent mild conditions. There will be a 5K race and 10K race on Saturday starting at the North End Trailhead. The races will be open to the public for participants of any skill level. Parts of the North End Ski Trail will also be closed temporarily. The Pioneer Village Museum Board is looking for support from the community as they pursue a $2.5 million building project. According to organization officials, the project would host a welcome center, new offices, and a gift shop at the Barron County Museum, as well as a storage facility that meets the special air quality requirements needed to store historical artifacts. The museum board is looking for donations to help them achieve those goals, and contributions can be mailed directly to their facility marked for the building project. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers dealing with injuries. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed their loss to the Vikings and had injured players check in. Backup safety Zane Anderson going through the concussion protocol. Rookie safety Evan Williams with a quad injury. Jair Alexander has been trying to return after suffering a torn PCL in his right knee in October. Will he be back in time for the playoffs? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't know. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Is there a difference of opinion between what he thinks his health is and what you guys think it is?
Yeah, I can't really get into all that. I do know that he's been dealing with swelling, and, you know, he doesn't feel right to go out there and play.
The Packers will host the Bears this Sunday at noon. Green Bay will likely end up the 6th or 7th seed and face the Eagles, the Rams, or maybe the Buccaneers on the road in the wild card round of the playoffs. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Chicago Bulls at the United Center today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight into tomorrow. A couple of flurries around. A low tonight in the mid-teens. A high tomorrow near 20. Finally, a little sunshine for Thursday and Friday, but temps slide back into the upper teens for highs Thursday, low teens Friday. Currently, it's 26.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinair on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, it's Conrad Krieger, the producer for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete and I wanted to spend time with our families for New Year's Eve. So today we put together some interviews with Pete and other hosts on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure you stay tuned. Right after the show at 7 p.m., Lou Ergani's New Year's show starts off. We hope you enjoy and have a safe and enjoyable New Year's Eve.
We are very delighted to be joined by our colleague and friend and host of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8 p.m. You're so famous, I didn't know if you'd actually be able to join us, Pete, now that you got your whole own article in the Cap Times with a headline that reads, PBS host, screenwriter, shines nightlight on Wisconsin with radio gig by Victoria Davis. Well done, Pete. Nice article.
Thank you. That was really fun. I've been reading the Cap Times for years, and I have Rob Thomas, who used to work for the Cap Times on my show quite a bit to talk movies and TV, Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to get some downstate pub for this northern Wisconsin boy.
Absolutely. Well, you have quite a history. So for people who are not familiar with your background, take us back a little bit to all of the things that you've done.
You want me to go like prenatal or start?
Maybe not prenatal.
Yes.
Maybe start, after high school or college.
I wrote a couple jokes in the womb. I don't use them anymore. I've written some new stuff since. I started in show business kind of when I was in college. I just started doing stand-up comedy. I did some contests in Chicago. And then I, for about 7 or 8 years, was Chicago-based as a comedian, traveled all over and was on TV, which was fun. And then got lucky and sold some screenplays when I moved to LA and sort of put stand-up on the back burner. But since then, I've been writing primarily and doing some acting. And I've always had trouble kind of picking a lane. But I've done some really fun stuff and met some great people. And since I moved back to Wisconsin, I've been hosting, doing some on-air stuff for PBS Wisconsin TV. And found a home here at Nightlight, which is fun because I get to talk about all the stuff I've experienced over the last 30 years, which has been really just a gas, you know?
Well, and it's a really lovely way to wrap up the day. I think for folks, if you're tired of news and you're looking for something that's just a little more light and isn't necessarily so angst driven,
box office numbers. Yeah.
Right. But what kind of stand up did you do when you were out on the circuit? Was it observational? Was it, what kind of stuff did you do?
Very dirty.
Really?
No, I was not. I was pretty, mostly clean, because I wanted to be on TV. And then, Greg knows all about that world and being a comedian himself, you have to have your clean sets.
Yeah.
Pardon me. And then, I would have more fun maybe or take things a little further when I was on the road and that kind of stuff. But it was observational for the most part. And I wrote jokes as well, but I also told some stories and stuff like that.
I've always thought that writing clean comedy is much harder. It's always easy to go to profanity and crudeness.
Right.
Right.
And Greg, back me up. If you agree with this, Greg, like my thing is, I don't care if someone's dirty or not, but you have to make me laugh clean first. If you're funny, that's great. Then I don't care, you know, but it's the guys that relied only on being dirty or using swear words or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of like, yeah, whatever. And they're hard to follow too on the road. So that's no fun either.
A lot of times, I mean, it depends on the room, of course, but a lot of times the comics who rely on more profanity or more blue humor, you know, that kind of thing, they tend to be more like raucous and energetic. And if you go up there with like, well, you know, what's really weird about airline food is, and they're going to be like, what is right. this? I think when it comes to clean humor, because to me, there's clean humor, which can be suggestive. It doesn't have bad language.
Sure. Right.
It doesn't say anything outright, but it leads the listener or the viewer down a path to make their own conclusions. There are people out there who do. I mean, Pete, you know this. There is a whole circuit of clean church comics who go to churches and do family friendly. You bring your 4-year-old to this 100% clean. And that is one. You make so much money.
I know.
They make so much money doing this. And two, the parameters are so strict. I mean, it's not.
I bet.
So, like, there's different levels of clean. There's different levels of dirty. And my thing with dirty is that if you can simply pull out the swear words, because I find that a lot of comics, they're saying those words because they're just popping their heads. They don't, like, I have a word where I have to say the F word. I have to say that F word to make the joke work. If I say any other word, it doesn't work. I also don't have to do that joke if I don't need to.
Sure.
But like, right. if you listen to a comic, you can say, hey, you just don't swear. All your material still works, but you're swearing on stage. And you're not a blue comic. You just are right. kind of, you're not memorizing your script, if you will.
Exactly. No, that's a great point. And then I think there's something in between like the dry bar.
Yeah.
You know, they're clean, but they're not like there's
squeaky.
Like church comedy. Exactly. Right. So pardon me, but you're right. And like I said, pardon me. Those guys are hard to follow because, you know, especially the guy that will go up and do like all local jokes.
Yeah.
You know, you got two guys traveling and they're into, and in fact, I made a film called The Godfather of Green Bay and Thomas Lennon plays that character to a T. He goes up and does all the local humor, gets the crowd all riled up. Mm-hmm. And then he introduces the next comic as a Bear fan. So he's digging himself out of a hole, you know,
right off the bat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can happen no matter where you go. There's those guys that they just want to go up and kill. They're not looking down the road. They're trying to get laughs right now from locals or take the easy road, whether it's swearing or just local jokes that only the locals would get, you know.
I have so much respect for guys for anyone who does stand up.
Yeah.
I think it's an incredibly difficult art form. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to try it a number of years ago. Will Durst. Will Durst, Waukesha guy, in San Francisco for years. And he actually invited me to open for him a number of years ago. I was so bad. I was so bad.
How bad were you?
I ended up, it was two nights and I went home and I rewrote my entire set.
Yeah.
So it was slightly less bad, but still kind of bad. But I wrote a lot of stuff about growing up at a funeral home.
Yeah. Which is great. Material. That's great material. And even though it's very specific and pointed, like not a lot of people can relate to it because everyone's been to, well, most people have been to a funeral home. Most people have been to a funeral. They know about death and they can access that dark humor point, like, of their brain.
Right.
And that's a very, very, I mean, it's a very, it's rife with
possibilities. Yeah. Well, that was the longest 22 minutes of my life. I will never do that again.
He had you do 22 minutes.
I don't remember. Maybe it was, that's I brutal. Don't remember how long it was. It just felt like an eternity.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that you killed with funeral home jokes.
Hey-o.
And you died on stage.
Oh,
so but you really threw a,
Pete Schwab, everybody. Nightlight here on Civic Media.
Stand up.
Pete Schwab is the host of Nightlight, and you can hear it weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network, all things entertainment and movies and television.
It's really fun to be on that show, too. Like, it's just a good time.
Oh, you guys are both great guests. Yeah, it was fun. And Jane, you know, I've been a fan of yours forever since you've been doing news at WTMJ. And you guys both have great senses of humor. So it's fun. And that's what we do on Nightlight. We talk music, comedy, movies, TV, current events, yeah. Fun stuff happening in Wisconsin. We do like ghost stories once in a while. We just try to keep it interesting, but also kind of lighthearted for people to kind of unwind after mm-hmm. a long day, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Well, and you had John Legend on your show. How did that come about?
You know, it was, we kind of piggybacked on the whole political campaigning thing. You know, a lot of these celebrities wanted to get on local radio, especially in swing states. And John was good enough to come on the show, and he talked politics a little bit. And then I used the opportunity to sort of ask them about, or ask him or other guests about what they're up to and that kind of stuff. And he had a great sense of humor. Like, he laughed at my crazy jokes, and he was just a really, really solid guy.
Yeah.
You know, and a very good interview, and very, very seasoned at being interviewed. You know, you can tell the people that really know how to make the host feel good, yeah. and how to get their point across. He was great.
He is an entertainer in the classical sense of the, I mean, yeah. singer, dancer, piano player, actor, all the things. And that when you see him interviewed, he just has a style that just says, hello.
Like, I'm cool.
I'm cool. Yeah. Like, if this was a couple decades ago, he'd have a cigarette in one hand and a glass of scotch in the other, and be like,
in a smoking jacket.
Exactly. Welcome to my show. I'm John Legend.
Right. And he's the guy that like was playing the piano for church groups. He was mm-hmm. a church music director at like 16.
Wow.
So this guy is like so confident in his abilities. He has no pretense. It was just like, he's a real guy, or at mm-hmm. least that's how he came across, you know.
And what I love about that is that he could be a real poop if he because of all of his yeah. of his accomplishments, right? And he could be standoffish, and I'm sure you've done some not great interviews with celebrities. I know I have. And think about who was the worst interview you ever did, Pete. I would be very curious to compare.
Well, as someone who's been a real poop during an interview, I will say that I don't know. You know, when I've been interviewed, that's been rough. But I would say, you know, I've had a host that tried to either be funny immediately because he thought you were a comedian, yeah. and he was getting your name wrong, and he couldn't wait to do time and temp as opposed to the interview, like that kind of stuff. But I would say most of the celebrities I've interviewed, Jane, whether it was, you know, on the radio or just or working with them as a writer, are just pretty down to earth people. I've heard other people's horror stories. I really don't have any horror story like that, though.
Well, that's nice. I have a couple. We're going to continue our conversation with Pete Schwabe on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA. BZA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We are talking to our colleague, Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I just want to remind you to get out your phone, get on the Civic Media app, and text the word snow, S-N-O-W. Text the word snow until noon today. Every hourly entry qualifies you for one of 8 grand prizes. It's our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. This hour, text the word snow, and you could pick up an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And again, if you don't have the Civic Media app yet, just go to wherever you get your apps. It is absolutely free.
Absolutely. Get it, Pete Schwabe, comedian extraordinaire.
But is the word snow? I'm just trying
you
to text here.
You and can't
I
win.
You can't win, Pete.
You can't win.
No, I'm sorry.
Because you work
trust me,
for this company.
I have a lot of thoughts on this one, Pete. Lots of thoughts.
Andrew from Maine, by the way, texting in and casting aspersions on you and having Todd Alba on your show so that he can promote his hour to text in so he can win the contest. It doesn't sound like you're disputing genius? That.
It's like this nefarious. No, I did have Todd on. He was great.
He is great
on the cam, and he was like Todd and I had a handshake deal to split the winnings. it didn't materialize. He said something about inappropriateness. Whatever. He's got his thing.
Todd said something about inappropriateness. Amazing.
He would never do that.
You know, the guy who I have his promo so ingrained in my head, the watch Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Like people. I hear that in my sleep. Literally, it's like a song you can get out of your head. And at first I was laughing at it because it's very funny. And he and Aaron are hilarious. And I'm like, stop thinking about Todd Alba watching Netflix. That's all I can think about.
I assume tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations because these just came out today. I got to tell you, Pete, I feel so out of it because I haven't heard of so many of these. So like for Best Motion Picture Drama, we've got The Brutalist. Never heard of it. A Complete Unknown. That's about Bob Dylan. That I know.
Yes.
Conclave was about a new pope. Dune Part 2. I don't need to see
that. It was about
that.
More Dunes.
More Dune. Nickel Boys and September 5th. I haven't heard of any of those films.
Well, you're not really behind, Jane, because a lot of these films come out toward the end of the year. They want to get them in time for the award shows. So I haven't seen, there's no excuse. I should have seen Conclave now by now, but I live in kind of a smaller area. It was in the theater for like 5 days.
And that was it.
Close to Thanksgiving. Yeah. So I got that's on Netflix or on, you can stream that now, I think, and pay the $20, which I'll do. But like, you know, The Brutalist doesn't even come out, I don't think, until December 20th. So a lot of these films people haven't had a chance to see yet, you know, but, and you can stream, Emilia Perez, I think, on Netflix right now. I think that is available. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it, Greg?
I have not yet. I love Selena Gomez and the cast looks amazing, but that's a lot that they're doing a lot nowadays is they're putting them in the theaters for the minimum amount of time they need to be in.
To be qualified.
Because before that, Netflix couldn't get an Academy Award because it's home viewing. So now they throw it in a movie theater for a weekend and they qualify and then they, you know, spend $200 million on a Santa Claus movie.
Well, and the Brutalist is like over 3.5 hours. So, you know, that's brutal enough, but you have to... You have to watch that. You got to plan your whole evening.
Seriously, what is it about?
Well, that's an A24 movie. Those movies are artsy.
Right. Yeah. Adrian Brody, Guy Pearce, Felicity Jones, I think. It's a post-World War II drama.
Okay. Wow.
Looks great.
Now, schedule some time for that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pack a lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then this is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Greg Bach, but we...
Uh-oh.
Best TV series for musical or comedy, Abbott Elementary. I'm good with that. Hacks.
Love it.
Absolutely. I love that show so much. Only Murders in the Building. Fine. Nobody Wants This. Never heard of it. The Gentleman. Also never heard of it. The Bear is not a comedy.
That's a tough one.
I will die on that hill.
Whoa, James.
I will.
Listen.
And he's rolling. Greg is rolling his eyes.
Her hill's already flown solo. On
her hills are. Jane's hills are real well thought out. Let me tell you. My goodness.
Yeah, it's a toss up. I mean, I do laugh when I watch the show, but it. I don't know.
It's a drama. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy. It's a drama.
Okay.
The Bear and Hacks. There's no comparison.
That's true. Well, I agree with that. I laugh more at Hacks, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win.
Yeah.
Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
I don't know. I think they'd probably destroy
everything. Best TV series drama, Golden Globe nominees, The Day of the Jackal, The Diplomat.
Day of the Jackal is boring.
You said The Diplomat is really good.
The Diplomat's so good.
Love The Diplomat. I've been watching The Day of the Jackal. It's, I like it. I stuck with it, but it starts very slow.
Yes.
But there's some good turns as you go. It's good. It's decent.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I hear really good things about it.
Shogun.
Same.
Oh, my God. That movie, that show destroyed last year, too.
It did. It took. But I don't get Shogun. First of all, I'm mad because it has so many subtitles. I can't play video poker and watch it at the same time.
However, to concentrate.
Yeah, but like nothing happened at the end. I'm like, I was so let down and they killed off a main character. It was good, but I don't get the
love. It's only going to be one season. It's a limited. It's done.
Oh, I heard. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense then. It kind of has to be.
Also, Slow Horses. I've heard good things about that with Gary Oldman.
I like it a lot.
And
I got through the whole thing in about 3 weeks.
Oh, no kidding. And Squid Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I've not
you.
Seen Squid Game.
Mm-mm.
Can't
no, thank you.
Bring myself to watch that. Have you seen the news about Keira Knightley, though? Not a lot of people know this. In Love Actually, that scene with the cue cards with Andrew Lincoln. She was 17.
She was 17.
Playing a newlywed to a guy who's like 10 years older than her. And then being wooed by a guy like 14 years older than her.
And she told him, this is creepy.
Yeah, wow.
I cannot believe that. I had no idea. They should change the name to Love Predatorially.
I knew she was young. I didn't realize she was that young. My goodness.
It's crazy. I didn't either. I had no idea. It's kind of hard to read that.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips for the end of the holiday season. According to a press release, DNR officials are reminding residents that things like holiday light strings, cords, and plastic bags should not be put in the recycling bin as they can get tangled up in equipment. Batteries and electronics should also not be put in the recycling bin as they could cause a fire if damaged. Items like cardboard, glass, and aluminum cans can be recycled, and a full list of accepted items can be found online. The Wisconsin Counties Association is asking for significant funding to clear backlogs in the overburdened court system. Association officials are requesting a $70 million increase in the next biennial state budget, complaining that counties are spending significantly more themselves on the system than the state is. Amid the backlogs, county officials say they've had to pay for things like expansions in county jails to create more space. They also say the cost of projects like that eventually trickles down, forcing taxpayers to foot the bill. The Douglas County Department of Health and Human Services is notifying residents of a data breach allegedly involving a former employee. According to Department of Health officials, the former employee is accused of accessing patient records without authorization over the course of 21 months between August 2022 and May 2024. Officials are working to determine how many people were affected, but have already sent over 300 notification letters. The Wisconsin State Patrol and Superior Police Department assisted in the investigation. City of Duluth and St. Louis County officials are discussing plans to protect the Scandia Cemetery from further erosion. The location of the graveyard next to Lake Superior has caused serious shoreline erosion damage, even leading to some graves being unearthed over the summer. County officials have determined that a $2.5 million retaining wall is needed to protect the rest of the cemetery and plan to ask the state for environmental emergency funding to build it. City officials say the retaining wall would also protect nearby residential properties. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, into tomorrow, a couple of flurries around, a low tonight in the mid-teens, a high tomorrow near 20. Finally, a little sunshine for Thursday and Friday, but temps slide back into the upper teens for highs Thursday, low teens Friday.
Currently, it's 26.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, it's Conrad Krieger, the producer for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Pete and I wanted to spend time with our families for New Year's Eve, so today we put together some interviews with Pete and other hosts on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure you stay tuned. Right after the show at 7 p.m., Lou Regani's New Year's show starts off. We hope you enjoy and have a safe and enjoyable New Year's Eve.
Schwabe!
Gentlemen!
What's the temperature in Menominee, Michigan?
I was just brushing my wife's car off, and it did not feel that cold. It felt like maybe 2 degrees below zero.
Ah,
I thought it was great.
Not okay. The first day of brushing off the car. I give
That's
you credit.
You,
because you know what? I would not know where my brush is.
It took me a few minutes to find
And you should,
it. Yeah.
It would be in the garage someplace.
Your wife wasn't brushing off your car. You were actually wife. That's nice, Pete.
You.
That's good.
Wow.
That's nice. I didn't know it was her birthday.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't want to call myself a hero, but I did have to get up to be on your show anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Nice.
I thought I'd look like a big sweetie.
By the way, we got some texts here. John, you need to have that long. We're talking, by the way, Pete, we want to recreate game shows.
We'll cut you in for a little bit.
Sweet.
Well, he'd be like a consultant.
Right.
Yeah. Well, no, he could actually be on the show, right?
Why? I'm not sure we want him on the air with us.
Why?
Yeah, no,
because it's our show. Because
he's so good.
He would take over.
You know, it's like the guy that sings the backup, yeah. And all of a sudden he's the lead guy.
Yeah.
But, Pete, we're going to put together a game.
Like, starting quarterbacks in the NFL, the thing they want most is a backup quarterback that sucks. Right?
I could do that, too.
Yeah. We also got this one. Who is the creepy host that always kissed the ladies? From Sarah.
Now Richard Dawson.
Family Feud. Oh, yeah,
Dawson.
Totally.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to do that.
Dawson.
We don't want
to kiss the ladies.
No. We don't want creepy host. Well, it's going to be you, but so I guess we're past that.
Wow.
But Pete, we're going to design a game show host. We're going to pilot it here in Green Bay, and it's going to be very cool because the market, which is pretty much the same as our radio reach, it's about a million people that, you know, Oshkosh, Appleton, Northeast Wisconsin, will have some local things, but we're going to have it where it can have the reach to go national.
Ah, absolutely.
So, but we're going to pilot it here, and we're going to get great reviews.
Yeah.
Our sponsors, we got kind of queued up because we know who our demographics are,
and we're
going to be all right. So anyway, yeah, you can.
Todd, who does he remind you of somewhere? So we're going to create this show. I'm going to weave the show. We're going to have the greatest reviews. It's the greatest reviews that's ever been done for a game show. There's never been a greater game show.
So I say
I'm weaving.
Jim has a concept for a plan of a game show.
He has a concept.
Yeah.
Jim, I have a concept.
It's a concept.
That's why I work with.
Could you get a little bit more direct? I'm weaving.
It's the greatest
I'm
reviews ever. There's never been better reviews in the history. I was talking to somebody. Bob, you ever, never heard reviews like that.
Man,
you guys had me at game show.
So that could be, you could do impersonators and they could win extra points. So anyway, yes, that would be funny.
I got text from Nikki here. Man. Jim has used the phrase "harken back" twice. He got to incorporate that. Harken back, sponsored by Geritol and Jim Schmidt. I like it.
And Jones Pill.
It's
yes. Hey, do you go back far enough for the old Ted Mack original amateur hour?
I don't know that. Oh, what is that?
Sundays after the Packer games. So on like 5 o'clock on Sundays when you're a kid.
I don't, you know what?
No,
similar
I
names.
Thought your dad was on that show. Wasn't
what
he?
Show?
Your, on Ted Mack's original amateur hour. That's
well,
where Gladys.
My dad wasn't an amateur.
Well, that's where Gladys Knight got discovered on that show.
Yeah, no.
My dad was no amateur. Who in the hell are you to say my dad was an amateur? He was a professional barbershop guy.
Right out of the gate.
So. Yeah.
Okay, amateur, I don't, John. I don't remember that.
All right.
But anyway.
Okay, I got this one. Sundays, when you're a kid, I thought your dad was on that. Oh, that's me. Oh, I got a weird thing. You know what's weird? I thought that was a text. You know what it is?
Oh, it's you talking.
I hit a wrong button where, it's what I just said. Just got trans. I thought it was a text from somebody.
Hey, Pete, welcome to the show.
Oh, man. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, you're celebrating your one-year anniversary.
With two old guys that are reading what they think are texts, and it's because they hit a button on their phone, so it's recording what they're saying.
It's just the voice reading it back.
Welcome back.
A smart call-in.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's just what John said.
I like this person.
It really, we're at 1 year with your show?
We've been on 1 year today.
Today? Congratulations.
Yeah, today is the one-year anniversary, and it's exciting. It's been a lot of fun. I got my first guest was a guy named Bill Leff, who hosts a nationally syndicated morning show called Tune In With Me on the MeTV network. And he's an old Chicago comedy buddy. So he's coming on tonight because he was my actual first guest.
Nice.
And then I got Chris Foran from the Journal Sentinel coming on to talk some movies. And Civic Media's own Joel Karnick. How fun is that?
Outstanding.
So Nightlife is... Tell our listeners if they, you know, they listen in the morning and usually sleep through our show. So maybe people don't listen to both. Although I listened to your show. I told you when I came back because I would teach at night and I always enjoyed on my way home to listen to you because you have some great guests. Okay. But tell us a little bit more about Nightlife.
Well, it's a show where we talk about entertainment and I talk about what's going on, what's in the theaters, what people are binge watching, great music, have a lot of comedians on. Try to get people to end the day with a laugh. And I talk about what is going on in Wisconsin culturally, too, like Frank Herman's show down the street there in Green Bay, the Christmas Carol in Milwaukee, or the Nutcracker in Madison. So I try to have like a local angle, but also kind of a broader showbiz angle, too. So, you know, hopefully people tune in and they're, you know, eager to get a laugh or just talk about some showbiz at the end of the day.
That's awesome. Like I said, I really enjoy listening to you in the evening because it is kind of a wind down. You don't get us all worked up politically or something, you know.
Thanks, Jim.
And you're statewide though. You're big. He's not like us, John.
I know. He's big time.
We're regional.
Yeah, big time.
That's you guys say that every time I come on here.
That's why we need him to be one of the guys involved with our game show.
So we can just take state.
Yeah,
use his contacts. If you want to make sure people in Lacrosse are seeing your game show,
exactly.
You need to have me on.
So we need him to open those doors for us. We just don't want him to get the pub and the attention.
Or we could just buy some advertising on Nightlife and do it without them.
Or we get Schwab to do it free.
That way. I'm liking that.
One of the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If it's free, it's me.
There you go. Hey, Pete, one thing. I know you get a lot of comedians, and I used to deal with a lot of comedians, and some of them are still good friends of mine. But sometimes, although you're at night, Mitch, sometimes, and Todd will verify this, sometimes, you know, some guy that would just be killing it the night before, and you have him on your show the next morning, and it was hard to get out that guy. It was hard to get out the comedian. Now he's just another guy who did his gig and had 12 beers and had to get up on 3 hours sleep and come on your show. Do you know what I mean? Have you dealt with that with comedians?
Yeah. You know, it is funny because a lot of times comics will come on and they'll be funny. Like the guy I have on a lot, or I've had on several times, is Rob Brackenridge.
Love Rob.
Rob is like, he comes in and he just takes over and it's like, you just kind of sit back and let him go. And it's great. And other guys get in there and it's like, they're dissecting comedy and like pulling out pie graphs and all that kind of stuff. It's like, guys, just let's keep it fun, you know, but whatever. It's fun to talk to them either way. I don't mind when they analyze comedy or when they actually just be funny. It can be fun either way. So,
well, you know, I remember Rob one time cause his dad was a professor, at Lawrence, possibly in music, but yeah, he was a professor at Lawrence. Very, you know, I don't want to say hoity toity family, but for, you know, for Lawrence in that area. Okay. And it'd be funny. He'd come home. It's like, boy, I'm opening up at so-and-so and doing it. And he'd go, well, Rob, let's talk about this career as it may be. How about, you know, he's like, but Dad, I'm on so-and-so. Yeah, you know, well, that's fine. But Rob, let's talk about a career.
A real job.
A real job.
Yeah.
And he does a great impersonation of his dad, who passed away, unfortunately, but he was really good. Another guy we used to get on that I really liked, he used to call me sometimes. He'd come to town. And I can't think of his name. He's an Italian guy from, like, Chicago.
Rocky Laporte.
Yes, that's him.
Very funny. Rocky's been on the show, too. He's great. Good friend. Love him. Very funny guy. He used to go on stage at a place called the Funny Firm in Chicago. When I was starting out, I would just go watch the comics, and Rocky would go up there and just go, how you doing?
Exactly.
People would lose their minds. Like Sylvester Stallone. All he has, I'm like, that's all this guy has to say?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't get away with that.
You but know? A good down-to-earth guy. You'd love him Jim.
I know him.
Rocky? Yeah.
Yeah, comedians are, I mean, you do a lot of things, but at Nightlife, that comedians are just great because they tell, like you said, let the guy go and just talk about his own personal life, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I just,
it's so great. And there's so many great comics in Wisconsin, too. I had Mary Mack on, who kept making a joke about how she lives in a trailer up near Superior, and she does this great Wisconsin accent, and she's just a native, and she's so funny. And I didn't even know about her until I started doing the show because I've been out of the stand-up circuit for a while. But man, it's been great just to get to know a lot more comedians, especially ones from Wisconsin.
And Pete, I think it goes without saying, but that's a tough gig. I mean, everybody talks about music, and music's hard, you know, to make it, but boy, to make it in comedy, I've told these guys this before, but a friend of mine who is, he is really, really funny. I mean, everybody who knows him, St. Norbert guy. And but he went on a cruise ship and they had that stand-up comedian. And he said it was so tough. I can't imagine
anything worse. I'm not kidding.
That's what he said.
You can go and say, okay, but you can practice this concerto until you got it down so good you're not going to screw it up. You got it down and the people are going to love it. Okay?
They're going to applaud.
But comedians, you can have what you think is the most killer set in the world and you can go out.
I know.
And okay, so who were just talking about? Nate, any chance of us getting Nate Bartsky on our show?
Bargazzi.
I was going to say that. I love that guy. Yeah, I love that guy. Funny. He's coming to Green Very Bay funny. In June. But he was talking, I saw a thing during an interview where he was talking about bombing. And he says he was brought down and he was kind of just starting. He wasn't huge the way he is now for this huge convention down in Florida. I mean, huge. And the guy goes, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe we got this guy, Nate Bargazzi. And people like, and looking around like, who's this? He said he did every one of his killer jokes and there wasn't a sound. He said, I think I overheard two guys saying, hey, when does a comedian get on? And he goes, I don't know. I guess as soon as this guy's done giving a speech. So,
that's
fun.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
It can happen to anybody.
And the thing that one of the risks with comedians, I'm sure you've asked them this, but you wouldn't really heckle a musician. You know, you let the guy finish a song, even though sometimes it may not be as on key as you would like. But, boy, they'll interrupt comedians.
I can't believe that.
Telling these guys, I was down in Arizona one time. This was a long, long time ago. But anyway, this guy was kind of thought he was a little bit like a Rich Little. You know, he was doing some impersonations. And they were like, okay, but then he did John Wayne, and it just wasn't there. And some guy just yells out, you suck. And everybody kind of chimed in. They're clapping, and it's like, I felt so sorry for the guy.
But that's like, boy, that's the, I mean, it's a, you're doing a tight it's wire tough. Act. Oh, yeah. Every time you go on stage with your comedian, I have all the respect in the world for them. Talking about the life of a comedian. Now, you tried doing that, right, Pete? Or you still do it? Or what's your background in stand-up comedian?
That was my job all through my 20s. Like, I toured all over the place. I was on TV quite a bit. And I just kind of got lucky and sold some screenplays and focused on that instead. But I regret stopping. I mean, I don't know why. It's not like stand-up is a punch the clock. You got to be there every day. You know, I could have kept it going. But, yeah, it was fun. It was, a guy in his 20s on the road. I met some great people and had some great experiences. So it can be a tough life, but it was really fun.
I would have a hard time trying to write funny. And what I mean is, you know, things happen, you can make fun of them and laugh, you know, those kind of things. But to sit down and say, okay, everybody, write 10 jokes, I would find it really hard. But Jerry Seinfeld, I was watching a thing with him, I forget what show he was on, and he said, who, like, really, like, floored you at how they can do this? And he said, Dennis Miller. He said did you see that, Todd? He said they were driving someplace. I forget where. Dennis was in like the back seat.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And he wrote 100 jokes.
Wrote 100 jokes on the drive.
And Dana Carvey said they were all killer.
Yes. Pete Schwab, a 1-year anniversary of Nightlight right here on our station throughout Civic Media. Can you stick around, Pete?
Yeah, I can stick around.
All right. Cool. Back in 1 minute.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. And it is cold out, as I mentioned. If you're sending the kids out to the bus stop, bundle them up. That wind is nasty cold. Pete Schwabba, 1 year anniversary of Nightlife right here on WGBW and WISS.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive. It's like you talk about a guy like Nate Bargatze. Like, I watch him and I'm like, I couldn't do that. Like, he has found a way. He's totally honed his craft so that he can say this stuff and people know when to laugh because he doesn't always have punchlines. A lot of it is character based. Yep. And I watch him and I go, if I said that about my wife, people might think he's being really mean.
Right.
But Nate does it in a way where people lose their minds and laugh hysterically. I mean, he's a brilliant comedian.
He is. You're right. And it's not a punchline. It's just it's the end of a sentence. Well, and it's funny.
But part of it, though, I think, is he hits that nerve where, oh, my God, that sounds like my wife. Or
my
sounds
sister.
Like my sister.
Right.
Or my
yeah.
You don't hear him. That sounds like my family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, totally.
Pete, you know, so you were a comedian and still are a little bit. Do you feel that pressure when you go home for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah,
like, is like Uncle Pete? Is Bill Burr never like that? Remember,
yeah.
He would talk about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to go home and be funny. So,
yeah,
is that? Do they look to Uncle Pete to be
that guy?
No, I kind of have a funny family, and now my kids have taken over. Like, they were being really loud one day, and I went out because I was trying to work. I'm like, "What are you guys doing?" And they were having this discussion in a UP accent back and forth, and it was getting more and more exaggerated. I thought they were yelling at each other and fighting. And then I just burst out laughing. So
that's great.
Like, I feel like, you know, when the kids take over and the nieces and nephews join in, it's just really fun.
That's awesome.
You know, and as dad, as you are, you can get your kid to tell a joke. That just, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't know. I just think kids telling jokes is even funnier sometimes than adults tell them. But yeah, that's great to grow up in a house where there's, you know, comedy, fun, laughter.
It's crazy and chaotic, but we do laugh. That's how I describe my family.
So Pete, we were talking.
When people get older and tell jokes, if you tell them to tell the same joke, it somehow doubles in length every time. They add these little details.
Hey, dude.
It's like, hey,
dude. Look who I work with every morning.
Yeah,
this show gets longer and longer every morning.
We didn't have any more content. We went from 2 to 3 hours just because our stories got longer.
Got too long. Couldn't fit it all in.
Packing 4 minutes of material into a 3-hour show.
Right.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Pete, I know everybody probably asks you this, but for the young comedians, you know, they always like, man, give us some, you know, the rules of life as a stand-up guy. What would you say would be three if you could go back now for that young Pete Schwabba and say, oh, man, let me give you some advice now after doing this for 30 years? What would it be?
Oh, Oh man, that's a good. I would say write as much as you can. Like I kind of got lazy toward the when I stopped doing it. Write every day. Write as much as you can. Take every gig when you're starting out. Get to know what the good gigs are, what the bad gigs are, how to handle bad crowds. Really, there's no, like, it's funny. When I started doing stand-up, my dad was the same way. He's like, I totally support this. He goes, but can you, is there a school you can go to for this or some formal training? And there isn't. You have to get on stage as much as you possibly can. Every second of stage time is your education, and you have to write as much as you can. That's all I can really say.
I would say same with movies, right? Yeah, like writing and directing and all that. When you put a movie together, and you've done some of those, same thing where you just got to get to it and do it.
Stick with it.
Absolutely. That, you have exactly. You watch as many movies, see what you like. But honestly, when I first directed a movie one time, and before I did that, everybody said, go out and make short films. You got to know what shots you like and how to edit it. It's all great advice. You know, it's, you just have to do it.
We're going to have a, this will be good for the up-and-coming comedians. They're going to open up our game show.
Oh, that's right. To warm up.
To warm up the crowd. Absolutely. You know, when, even when you go to those sitcoms, they always bring a comedian out there to warm up the crowd before the show starts. So that will be an opportunity for some of these young kids to take.
I still think one of the best TV shows, and I don't think you've seen it, Jim, to show the, you know, how the sausage is made was the Larry Sanders Show. Do you remember that, Pete?
Oh, great show. Love that show.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It was so great. Rip Torn, Gary Shandling. Just brilliant.
The other guy whose name I can never remember, the tall guy with the bald.
Tambor?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Jeffrey Tambor, yeah.
And every night, he was the warm-up act for Jim, but he was also his Ed McMahon. It was based, I think, a little bit on Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, where they kind of really didn't like each other, but kind of one of those things. And but he was the warm-up guy, and every time, and you've been to game shows, and you go, okay, folks, every time you see this sign, it was the applause sign, it says applesauce, and he did that every for 20 years,
and it all, got the laugh. Yeah, I know.
So it's like that.
One of my proudest moments. I lived in LA for 14 years. One of my proudest moments in not embarrassing myself was going into a bathroom at Century City. And I was in a urinal next to Jeffrey Tambor, and it took every ounce of strength I had not to go, hey, now.
I thought you were going to say, look over the little wall thing. Yeah, you know?
Well, there was no walls. It was still,
I told you, I took a leak.
I was proud of myself for that, too.
I took a leak next to Lee Majors.
And I did it at same Century City.
Yeah.
At that Century City.
At a football game.
At that Century City Hotel. I was in that, probably that same bathroom you're talking about, and Ted Baxter was in there.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, he was.
I'll tell you what. Here's a game show right here. You guys just try and one up each other.
Who you took leaks next to?
We've taken a lot of peas in our day.
Yes,
that's right.
Name, tell me somebody you're in a bathroom with that's famous.
Who's yes. Your,
I ever peed next
right,
to
yeah,
was.
You're
in this blank.
Right, you're no idol.
Pete, I just got to tell you one thing really quickly. You do a great job prepping, and you always have really great questions to fall back on. So I just want to say I really think you do a great job as a host of that show. You really get people to talk about stuff that maybe they don't always want to talk about.
Damn it. I would agree with that. I think it's interesting to dig a little deeper with some of the people you bring on, and I think it's a great show. And like you said, you know, Nightlight, it's relaxing before you turn in.
Give yourself a quick plug, Pete.
I try to make people cry with every interview. we're on tonight. My first guest ever, dating back 1 year, Bill Leff, Chris Foran from the Journal Sentinel, Joel Karnick from Civic Media. Tune in. We have a lot of fun every night. It's great laughs. Thank you for the nice words, Todd. Thank you guys for having me on.
Right. Thanks, Pete. Continued success.
Thanks, Ted.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
On New Year's Day morning, we'll have some more of our favorite moments from a year's worth of great guests, big stories, and lessons we've learned in 2024.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Pretty much all of Puerto Rico is welcoming 2025 in the dark.
An island-wide blackout plunging Puerto Rico into darkness on New Year's Eve, leaving 90% of customers, some 1.3 million, without power. The utility that runs the grid blaming the outage on a failed underground power line and says repairs could take a couple of days. It's just another frustration for Puerto Rico's residents, already familiar with frequent outages due to an outdated power grid that's still reeling from Hurricane Maria in 2017. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police in Berlin detained a man they say attacked several people in what is normally a quiet part of the German capital. Investigators think a knife was used, several people wounded, two had to be removed to a hospital. President Biden is trumpeting a cap of $2,000 on prescription drug costs for Medicare enrollees that's going into effect with the new year. 19 million people expected to save $400 each.